Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The present and the future of the pro-life movement is in good hands, the hands of our young people. I've known that for many years, but it was reinforced to me again last month with the sight of so many young people in attendance at the March for Life here in Washington and at events held by our state affiliates at state capitals across the country. To find evidence of the remarkable future for the Right to Life movement, you need only look at the existence of many state and local Teens for Life groups. One of the accomplishments of which I'm most proud from my time as executive director of North Dakota Right to Life in the late 80s was the establishment of North Dakota Teens for Life, which is still going strong today, educating and involving the next generation of pro-life leaders in my home state. These energetic students involved in Teens for Life groups make a difference in their schools, churches, and communities, and they are the ones most likely to know if a fellow student is pregnant and considering abortion. They are the ones who can reach out to her with friendship and understanding, encouraging her to let her baby live. High school students, when educated on the pro-life issues and encouraged by the adults around them, are the ones who will speak up in class, defending innocent babies and urging respect for all human life. Teens have always been a vital part of the pro-life movement. In 1985, National Teens for Life was organized to mobilize the energy they bring to the movement, giving them avenues to become more vocal and more active. Each summer, National Teens for Life hosts an annual convention in conjunction with the National Right to Life Convention. This year, both conventions will be in Washington, D.C. on June 28th, 29th, and 30th. Mark your calendar now and bring the whole family. Also in conjunction with the convention is the National Right to Life Oratory Contest. The quality of speeches given in this contest is amazing and extremely encouraging. Beginning soon will be the National Essay Contest for grades 7 through 9 and 10 to 12. Some of our state affiliates have active youth camps to educate and train students. Knowing how important young people are, not just to the future of the movement, but to the present as well, our state organizational department is working with these affiliates to put together a camp program that will make it possible for every state to conduct the camps. There are three camp models. Camp Esther, a one-day or weekend camp designed to educate middle school students on the basic pro-life issues. This camp encourages the students to step forward for such a time as this, to defend life, as Queen Esther did. Camp Joshua, a three-day or weekend camp for high school students that will cover the basics of the pro-life issues as well as hands-on workshops. The camp will equip young people to tear down the walls of the culture of death. The Nehemiah Leadership Institute, an intensive week-long camp designed for high school and college students who will rebuild the walls of the culture of life, just as Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. National Right to Life is working to train leaders for the future, but we know that the young people we work with are leaders for their generation now. We are blessed by their courage, their energy, and their passion to give of themselves to help innocent, vulnerable people they may never meet. And we are inspired by their dedication to change our nation. If you have a high school or college-age student looking to become more involved in the Right to Life movement, be sure to log into our website at prolifeperspective.com for resource links and more information on what they can do to help us advance our great cause.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.